All right, welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. We're still about 49 minutes to the closing bell. I asked the team to pull up oil to show you what's going on. WTI, $66.81 a barrel. It's important because our next guest, who you know well, actually was with us about a month and a half ago talking about the fact that oil, probably a good time to look at some shorts. And now this individual is looking at going long on oil. Scott Bauer, Prosper Trading Academy CEO, is here to explain what is driving the crude markets and whatever happened to the discussion of $100 a barrel. That was overblown, wasn't it?
Well, it was overblown, at least temporarily. And, you know, everybody got caught up with the reopening play and, you know, maybe for good reason. But as the new variant started coming into play, which, you know, this didn't happen overnight. This has been out there for a couple months. You know, the demand just started pulling back a little bit. So I could not see us getting above that 75 level. And that was a level that I put out there, you know, in multiple places saying, I really believe this is a great area to get short. Always use stops. So, you know, if the thing does explode, you're protected. I have covered those. I definitely have covered those. I haven't gotten long yet, but I really think that the 65 level, maybe if we hit 64 and a half, that's a great area to start getting long again. And the reason that we're seeing this big pullback, Jared had just talked about it in the prior segment. Really, a lot of it is about China and, you know, the expansion, unfortunately, of the Delta variant there and their lack of demand, or, you know, the massive slowdown, if you will. And they are just not importing the amount that everybody thought they were going to. So that has really put a scare into the entire marketplace. And then, of course, we have to talk about the dollar, Adam. I mean, the dollar is as strong as it's been in quite a while. And certainly when we see a stronger dollar, that does not help, you know, anything in the commodity space.
So, Scott, it sounds like you think that we're at least near the bottom for crude, at least in the short term. Is that correct?
I do. You know, can we go down to $60 a barrel? I think we can. But hopefully, and I'm not a scientist, I'm not a doctor, but certainly based on what's happened in the UK, it looks as if maybe 2 to 4 weeks from now, maybe it's even 6 weeks on the longer end, but that we may hit, you know, kind of the top in the spike of the Delta variant. And I think when that happens and we start to see cases go down again, which we all hope is going to be sooner rather than later, we're going to start to see an acceleration again. So I think we're closer to that. You know, I think we're on the other side of the midpoint, if you will. And I really like starting to accumulate some long positions just below where we are.
Scott, when you talk about that strong dollar pushing down commodity prices, we know there's demand for the, you know, inputs. Let's just look at real estate, for instance, like lumber came down, copper has come down. What you just said tells me all of that stuff's going to go back up. Would now be the time to look at perhaps buying some of those futures?
I would. I would start, you know, buying piecemeal into it because, listen, the Delta variant and everything else going on with COVID can change on a daily basis. Nobody knows the exact timing of when we've seen a top, when we've seen a bottom. But given the massive fall off in prices that we've seen from very lofty levels, albeit in lumber and copper, yes, I would start accumulating some longer positions again.
Hey, Scott, when will these prices be reflected at the pump? Because we've seen a massive drop in the price of crude over the last couple of weeks, yet the price at the pump hasn't moved too much. Why is that the case?
It is because what we have seen is actually a big buildup in stocks reported by the EIA of crude, but a drawdown in gasoline. So even though the oil output is starting to come down a little bit, people are still driving. So it's the middle of summer and people are driving. The demand for gasoline is still there. We haven't really seen that wane yet. So you would think that one really should feed into the other. And, you know, I get as upset as anybody when I see that I'm paying $3.50 to $4 a gallon when I see what's happening to the price of crude. So we're probably not going to see gasoline prices come down very much, you know, maybe until we get into the fall, quite honestly.
Shifting from gas to gold, what do you attribute the drop in gold that we witnessed over the past couple of days? What's going on there?
Yeah, so a lot of people were talking about a fat finger, instance last night where we saw the, you know, if you will, a mini flash crash when when gold just got absolutely hammered. But really what I think it was gold hit a critical level around that 1730 to 1740 area. And as soon as that happened, you got a lot of sell orders that came into the market, a lot of stop loss orders that came into the market. Also what happened, because it was overnight, there's a holiday in Tokyo, there's a holiday in Singapore, and a lot of traders were gone. Volume was very light. So I think what happened overnight can be attributed to that. Now, the longer term trend absolutely is to the downside here. And the fact that we broke through that 1730, 1740 area, that is pretty critical. And that's now going to be something to watch as gold rallies, whenever that is, whether it's today, tomorrow, next week. But right now, the pressure is certainly on gold with, you know, the dollar, with the Fed in all likelihood coming to the table shortly to announce that they are going to start tapering, whether that's imminent or a few months down the road.
Scott, how low do you think the price could drop here?
I think we could see sub 1600 or 1700, excuse me. I would look for about 1680 area here. That would be my next point where I'd want to start taking a long position.
I wanted to follow up on that, and the producer is telling me I have to wrap, which is a perfect way to say, Scott, you got to come back because we want to talk about this, especially after Jackson Hole, once we find out if the Fed does give us any discussion about the discussion of when the discussion will take place on taper. And no kidding with the way they phrase that, it'll be a discussion about a discussion.